Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Monday edition. That was quite the preseason opener edition. The Jesse's here safe and sound on like Friday. Is his car still at the local fast food taco joint? Home safe and sound. What's going on? We'll get an update coming up edition. And the if you're listening to Matt LaFleur, help me understand this. Is he as angry and irritated at the performance, or is this theatrical to send a message to his players? We need Tausch to give us an idea of what's going on here. Edition. Oh, and by the way, the Brewers are winners of, what, 9 in a row again? Get ready for Alex Stroph to prevent us from getting hamburgers edition. Of Wilde and Tausch, a 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can get in both the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you? How was your weekend?
I'm good, buddy. I had a nice weekend. I was able to watch a little bit of the Brewers, watch some of the Packers. I just had a nice weekend, so thank you for asking. That was really nice.
What's going on?
Nothing.
What's going on?
Why were you singing?
What do you mean, what's going on?
Who asked for a musical recap?
I can't just answer a question. You asked me how my weekend was, so it was real nice. Weekend.
Not traditionally. So I have a confession to make. I've got Brewers fever.
Oh, snap.
I was checking during press conferences. I was checking the GameCast on ESPN.
Yeah, we like that.
I sold an old air fryer that we were no longer using on Facebook Marketplace, delivered it to the fella. Whose daughter was starting at UWGB, so they needed an air fryer for her room, I guess.
And he was watching. Can't be safe.
I don't know what the rules are there.
Who has an air fryer?
Not sure I'm interested
door.
In buying used air fryer.
It's not a big. It's a smaller one. It's like a personal
that.
Air fryer. Again, I'm not going to share details if you're just going to be Judgey McJudgerson over there.
Well, by the way, air fryers. I jumped on the air fryer bandwagon a while ago. not worth the hype.
Too messy.
No.
Yeah, it's just not. No, it's just not. You end up having
You're more of a smoker guy.
We use the air fryer for everything. We barely use our oven now. We use air fryer like all the time for everything.
Yeah, no, air fryers are overrated. No, they're overrated. Well,
that's why you should get them used.
Not enough meaty. Yeah, that's what you should do.
So,
wait a second. One of the staples of the 9 years we've been on this show. Going on 10.
Yeah, 10th
season. I'm not a fan.
Not.
You just said you can't have fever if you're not a fan.
Sure you can. You can get caught up in the euphoria of a team that won 11
Jesse?
In a row, now won 9 in a row.
Jesse?
I'm into the story. I'm following it closely.
No, that's not what you said.
Saw
you got Brewers fever. Can you have Brewers fever and not be a fan, Jesse?
That's a tough line to walk. If anyone's going to rock it, it's going to be
it's
old Hedgie over here.
Yeah,
but
for sure. Exactly.
You can say they've piqued your interest. You can say you're officially watching along
every
game.
I got fever. That makes us feel fanatical.
You get the fever. That makes it sound pretty fanny.
And by the way, why I'm calling BS on this?
Uh-oh. Oh,
because I just said this. But Sarah and I are coming back. We had a great weekend in Chicago. It was an awesome weekend. We had
I heard you had a good weekend.
It was
yeah.
great.
Nice
got
to watch the Brewers. Got to watch the Packers. So it was a nice weekend.
So I'm driving. We're driving back, and I'm not going to get into driving down there on Friday and the disaster Chicago traffic. I'm not going to do that. Nice, easy ride, and all of a sudden you get to the state of Wisconsin, and it's like Monsoon City. Chicago was gorgeous this weekend, like 90 degrees and sunny. You would have never known if you didn't flip on something. You'd have never known there's flooding. But I turn on Sunday Karma when we get to about Janesville, and I'm listening, and Johnny Brewer's fever over here. Karma's in makes a thing with Strofe and with Kyle. Only positivity and only human services about what's going on around Brewers, AmFam Field and flooding and all the other. Basically, it's either public service or positivity Brewers. And they say, well, Wildy's coming on. What are we going to do with him? And Craig said, he can talk all the Brewers he wants, but he can't talk Packers. Oh, this is going to be awesome. Great. It's about 10:30, 10:35. And Karmazin comes back on and said, Jason he can't bring anything to the show, so he's taking the morning off. So Mr. Brewer's positivity fever guy can't bring 15 minutes of radio to Sunday Karma? I'm sorry, I have a hard time. There seems to be a disconnect, Jason. Tell me why I'm crazy.
If you do that, you're going to get your ass kicked.
So let's go behind the scenes here. I get a phone call from Craig Karmazin, founder, CEO, all-around great guy, good Karma Brands. Before my segment is supposed to begin, he said, hey, we're not going to talk Packers at all. So if you want to come on, we're just going to talk Brewers. I said, well, but I'm the Packers guy, and they played a preseason game last night. And he said, well, we're going all Brewers, so if you want to take today off, you know, we're just going to talk Brewers. Well, my insight is not into the Brewers.
It seems to go against our company content philosophy.
But your fandom.
I believe
your
the boss.
Your fandom, can exude your fandom.
I believe the boss can do whatever he wants. Second. So I come on and say, hey, this is great. The Brewers are winning. What is that?
Why is it great? Yeah. What are you excited about?
I'm not a Brewers expert.
Jason, their little shtick was awesome. They were talking about you explain why you love this Brewers team, and then they guessed who your favorite brewer was. And the point is, everybody's got a different favorite brewer because everybody's contributing at a different level. And it would have been a fun game for you as a pseudo brewer, I guess not fan, a feverdom candidate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
He's sick. He's got a fever.
Great fun.
Oh, I'm sick of something. The details
of
how
the
show.
Calling you out on your BS, am I right, Jesse?
It's not.
Right,
no. The details of what the structure of the appearance would have been were not disclosed to me. It was just, hey, we're only going to talk Brewers.
Oh, it's always
I said,
something with you.
The Packers played a preseason game. Then, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, boy. Strofe is going to take some tread.
No.
Strofe's taking tread.
Strofe then called me independently because he was gearing up to talk, you know, take a break from the Packers, from the Brewers fandom and fever to discuss a putrid preseason performance.
Putrid.
But again, Strofe and I, we're not in senior management. So we're going to do what is decided by the people that have built this company to what it is. So we both stepped aside. He wanted to talk Packers. He kept going Brewers. I don't think I'm inaccurately depicting his position, but I was ready to talk about Matt LaFleur talking about getting their ass kicked and whether or not he was all theatrical about how upset he was. But if the discussion is going to be about the Brewers, who I have not been following closely other than knowing that they've now won 9 in a row, and yesterday for the first time following the game cast while DeMarcus Covington was answering questions, I didn't feel like I was going to bring a lot to the conversation. I was given the option, and so instead I chose to walk the dogs because we weren't going to talk about the team I cover.
You could have walked the dogs and done the show like you do with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Again.
So a couple things. You brought this up unannounced on what I thought we'd be jumping right into the Packers. So I guess I just there's a disconnect, but you would have had fun with their shtick. And Strofe just texted on the side here. He thinks he knows who your favorite Brewer is.
I think he's wrong.
I don't think he's right at all.
Who is your favorite?
You guys, there's no way you guys don't know, given my love of stories, who the hell my favorite Brewer is on this team. There's no way you guys. It's like you don't even know me anymore.
I don't. You're never a fan, and all of a sudden you got fever. How am I supposed to know who you are? I didn't know you're Johnny go to minor league baseball games 3 days a week either till Friday. So I don't know any of this, Jason. What do you mean I know you? I did 2 days now. I don't know anything about you.
Brandon Woodruff's
who
gotta
is
be,
Jesse?
It's gotta
do
be
you
Woody.
Think you can know? Do you think you know his guy?
Big Woo coming back from an injury after 2 years, contributing on a team that's the best record in baseball. Brandon Woodruff's my pay. He's the Jordy Nelson of the bunch.
You think? I don't know.
Nope.
It's not it?
It's not it.
All right, give us a hint. Give us a hint.
Yelich?
No.
I've done
easy.
A couple things with Yelly. We like him, but no.
Yeah,
not him
you're
either.
An Associated Bank. Couple Associated Bank guys. Yep.
Yeah. Nope. Not him either. Think someone who has been a member of the team for less of a tenure.
Brandon Lockridge.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, Locky.
I got the fever.
You should. The team hasn't lost since he showed up.
I'm going to give you one last chance. No relation, but the Brewers had an outfielder with the same last name, and the Cleveland Indians closer also had the same last name back when he was shutting down Pete Vukovich. Yeah.
Serrano.
Yeah, you got it. Nailed it. Andrew Vaughn.
Harris.
Andrew Vaughn. Love the story of what he has done.
Big Vaughn guy. All right.
Upon arrival.
I would have never guessed that.
He was on the short list.
He'd been like the eighth guy.
Yeah.
So I found out I did a little thing last week, and I found out, oh boy, the hero from yesterday.
Isaac Collins.
Played football. Collins. I just said that. Played football with Brad Davidson in high school.
Wow.
Did you know that?
That is
now,
fun.
Oh boy, that told
Brad
me that.
Davidson is. I know who Brad Davidson is, though.
I've heard it both ways.
Oh, but you never correct me. Oh, this is what's so irritating about you.
I have.
Take it easy. He's got the fever.
Wait, because I've been on point. He said, don't tell this on air. He's an avid fan of the show. And I said, I forgot to do it on Friday.
Isaac Collins is?
No. Old boy that told me that Collins was played ball with Davison football.
Okay.
And obviously remember Brad Davis. I don't know if you heard this.
He's a quarterback.
So that's a fun little – I don't know if this is accurate or not, but that was the story that this guy told me.
So wait a minute.
So he is my favorite brewer.
You add to that nice little tidbit, which has now made him your favorite brewer. You don't know if this is accurate or not.
Everything should be fact-checked twice, Jason, not once. As a big J guy yourself,
so how much fact-check – did you fact-check that at least even once?
No, but I figured our 565 and Jesse and the crew will analyze it. I think there's been stories about it out there.
Even a small attempt at fact-checking has confirmed both Isaac Collins and Brad Davison attended Maple Grove High School in Minnesota.
From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 4 days ago, ex-UW star Brad Davison in awe of high school teammate Isaac Collins.
Well, there you go. That's my favorite brewer. Jesse, did you say yours already?
The Miz.
Yeah. You're such a Johnny come
on. Right.
Miz Mania. I sucked in. I got the fever a long time ago. Pat Murphy also. Can I count Pat Murphy?
He ain't counting you. I know that.
We're all fans of Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. She is our favorite when it comes to windows.
No doubt, for long-lasting comfort and reliability, it is easy to trust Pella. Each piece specifically constructed for your home and always designed with innovation, rigorously tested for quality and performance, and built to create long-term energy savings. There is no reason to wait, because if you order by August 31st, you get zero interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years of no interest payments. So don't miss out. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
The Packers debacle of a pre-
still high, or are you coming down a little bit? That fever still burning?
6:40 tonight, first pitch, Pirates. Yar.
We should start the game at 6:20. What do you think?
They did that 1 year. A couple of years.
That's fun.
They did Monday games at 6:20 for 620 WTMJ.
Love it.
Jeff Levering is scheduled to appear at 10:30.
Levo! A call yesterday by Levo, huh? Yeah.
I saw Brian Anderson's because I saw it on television in my office.
He got crackly. B.A., I saw him on an awful announcer. He got crackly. That's when you know the excitement is peaked. For my guy.
Sounds
Collins.
Like he's got the fever.
Yeah. He has fever. Indeed.
We're all sick of something. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
If you are experiencing symptoms of brewer's fever and your doctor decides to question whether or not you have it,
it's pretty contagious, though.
Not what we question.
First pitch is at 6:40 this evening on 100.5 ESPN Madison and, of course, the flagship 620. WTMJ in Milwaukee, but the Green Bay Packers, which is the football program that we spend the most time on here, opened preseason play. Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy. 30-10. Mecole Hardman, not good. Yeah. Did you see the play where Isaiah Simmons, who I will admit I have been part of the hype train for him
I have not been.
Did not handle Andrew Beck out of the backfield, and he had like a 24-yard catch and run. The Packers managed 64 net passing yards among their four quarterbacks. Jordan Love took a sack that was a little dangerous by his own admission.
Monk
with three holding penalties and a sack.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Sean Ryan.
Elton Jenkins should be saying,
should hold
that
out
back
again.
Ain't going to be no better. Time for a little bread, because that was a tough day for the that was not a great day.
It was not. And Matt LaFleur, well, let's just say he was less than pleased at the way things had played out. Here he is telling us as he walks into the room how bad things were.
Too many penalties, drops, missed tackles, bad decision making, and it really showed up in every phase of football. And if you do that, you're going to get your ass kicked, and that's exactly what happened.
So, and we'll play the other clip later. And then
Jason, so this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News, we played that clip, and the first thing I thought of was like, well, Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Shut up. Did you really?
Yeah.
I used that same line in the newsletter that is distributed every day, which I'm sure you've subscribed to.
The newsletter?
Channel 3000.
I think it's similar to our YouTube. I subscribe, but I don't get anything. I'm not sure how that works.
Okay. That does happen. Yeah, I had the same thought. And here's the thing. Yesterday, I don't know if we have this clip, but yesterday, like, I asked him what he liked about the game after he went into another, like, full press conference about how many things went poorly. And he said, I like that it was the preseason, and we got
That's
a lot
a good
to
quote.
Teach off of.
Yeah, I like that. I like that quote. So here's the deal. I think for as much as we have Brewers fever, I think from a Packers standpoint, they should be excited that the Brewers are playing well. A, because it's a team in the state and all this, but it's deflecting a little bit. Do you think that there is a coach? Now, I am not one to panic about preseason football. I think what it really shows you is your depth and how good the bottom part of your roster is. I think that's more important than all of the other stuff.
Okay.
But I would venture to say, if you polled, you know how Fowler does those polls of the front office and coaches after 32 weeks, or after the game, the 32 teams? Matt LaFleur, I would probably say, would be the most disappointed in what he put out there on Saturday night. Because there wasn't a ton. There's individual performances that we'll talk about that I think you can say, all right, well, there's some interesting things that happened. But from a mentality, coaches want to see what they preach show up on film. That's what they want to see. Doesn't need to be perfect, but it needs to be aggressive. It needs to be downhill, and you want to see mistake-free. That's what you're looking for. He didn't get any of that, and that's why he gave the little diatribe that he did. That's why he mentioned yesterday about just being preseason football. There was not a ton to take away from a mentality standpoint about what that was. Now, the great thing is it's preseason one. You get a joint scrimmage that you get to get some work in down in Indy, and you get to play in another game that will flush this, because I can promise you, you go out and play well in Indy this week, it won't be forgotten, but it'll be in the distant rearview mirror of what this season's going to look like. So, not an ideal start. Obviously, just it looked sloppy, and I keep coming to that term sloppy because that pounded into my head how they finished last season. And typically, you want to wipe that, and that just, even though it's 7 months ago or whatever it is, you don't want that lingering that this is where you're at from as a football operation. And I bet that's what probably irritates Matt LaFleur the most.
Well, he was clearly riled up. And let me clarify something here. I am not saying that he didn't have reason to be pissed.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
What are you, old boy?
It's been a real tricky. It's been a real tricky conundrum that this show has gotten into. But I'm not saying. But what are you saying?
It's gonna be a long day.
You know what I mean?
I want to play because it felt to me like yes. Plenty of issues. Drop passes. Mecole Hardman, what are you doing back there? Jacob Monk. Sean Ryan had a bad night.
Yeah, he had a rough day.
So let me be clear when I say there was a lot to be pissed about. I'm not debating that. But you don't have Reed, Wicks, or Watson at the top of your wide receiver depth chart. By the way, I thought for the 12 snaps he played, I thought Matthew Golden took another step toward being a dude.
Yeah, he was good.
Right? I thought Bo Melton, who didn't get targeted much, looked like a corner. Not saying he looked like Darrell Revis, but he looked the part. I thought Jordan Morgan played pretty well.
Strong. Yeah, he did
right?
a nice job.
So my point that I was trying to
get... I also like Belton. I also thought Belton played pretty well.
Yeah. Physical.
The big dude.
It's not small.
Big dude.
Yeah, very big dude. But so I tried...
I'm going to make a prediction before you finish your...
Sure.
I'm going to predict we're going to see some U71 package this year with the big fella. Continue.
With number 71. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
What is your deal today?
I'm having fun. I can't have fun?
Get a good weekend?
Go ahead.
He's got fever.
Hey, I'll sit here and pout and mope with you if you want.
Sure. It's just a weird vibe today. I just don't. I didn't know what I was getting myself into
today.
This
is what it's like when you have Brewers fever.
Apparently, this is one of the symptoms. So I basically said, all right, I think I literally said pissed in the question. Like, I get that he's pissed. But, like, it felt a little over the top to the point where I wondered if maybe he was kind of ginning it up a little bit extra to get the guys on notice kind of a thing. Because I know it was bad. There's no debating it was bad. But I wanted to I was looking for some perspective from him. And here is how he viewed that question.
So when it comes to preseason, I understand you're pissed, and I get it. How do you keep it in perspective that, you know, you're playing without three of your top wide receivers?
Yeah, bottom line, though, you just don't want to put bad football out there. And so whether it's preseason or not, it's just it's a little disappointing, I would say. So we got the thing about it is you got to have the urgency to fix it, and it's got to get fixed fast because, I mean, the regular season is going to be here in no time.
Do you remember last preseason? What do you remember from last preseason?
The Wicks touchdown.
I remember Jordan Love didn't play a ton, and I didn't realize it was only three snaps.
We were at the Ravens. It was super hot, a noon start, and we left after the start of the third quarter, and we got a new phone for Becca. She went to the phone store before the game was over.
Boy, this is fascinating insight. Where did you get lunch when you left? What the hell are you doing?
That's what I remember. So we got preseason last year.
Jesse, got a new phone. And we grabbed a great sandwich.
Jesse,
I'm back.
Jesse, thank you. You proved my point. Do you remember? Not even what the score was or what happened in the second week of the preseason last year. Do you remember who the Packers played?
Week two.
No.
Browns?
No.
Ravens?
They always play the Colts, it feels like. Chiefs, maybe?
They played the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah, the two
in Golden, Colorado.
Yeah.
And they lost 27-2. The 2 points they scored were on a safety. That feels like
nice.
If
fun.
That happened in a game that counted, you would remember. Right?
Yes.
You would remember 27-2, and all they scored was a safety. But
Jason,
none of us remembered that. None of us.
We did not. Was this a Bishop's charity game? Because was this the Bishop's charity, or is next one the Bishop's
charity?
They
seemed very charitable. There is no such thing anymore. We have done away
with
that.
They retired that?
They call it Packers Give Back now. They've...
You know, I always
the guys
appreciated
with little fez on their head. Yeah,
yeah.
No, they're going.
Yeah.
No,
I always
they're really
we
bad
played harder.
Bucky knockoffs and all the different cartoon characters.
Well, I don't
and
have
like
that hard
kind
nose
of the
to hammer.
Low quality furry ensembles. Yeah, those were quality.
Hey,
days.
Don't you
I love those
stop disparaging the Bishop's Charities costumes. I'll say we always played harder when it was Bishop's Charity Night.
Yeah, what?
No, I think we did. I think we did.
You're making
it just seemed
that
like it was a
up.
Big. We felt like it was a bigger deal. So, to your point on the 27-2, it really isn't about the score. And I think the word
they
that
played like crap
you can,
too, though.
I'm talking this this game right now. Last year,
both games
urgency
they played
like crap. Urgency is the term that I think is the most important. When he said that, it was because. Preseason is getting more and more difficult to keep your guys. The iron sharpens iron. Why I liked when you announced that they're going to play a little bit and that they were you have to get ready mentally to be out there and play because there is no replacing being out there and playing. And they're going to replace it this week, it sounds like, with that inner squad game or the joint practice. Great. You're going to get all these conditions and the quarterback can't get hit. I understand all of that. That's great. But there is something, and there are some residuals. Even though people could say, and I saw this on Twitter a bunch, oh, the Lions were 4-0, and they went 0-16 one season. Yeah, that's all true. It isn't about that. It's about how you feel, how your vibe. And it's early in the preseason yet. You still have 2 weeks and some time to prep for the Lions game. Certainly you're going to hope that you feel better about where you're at. But Saturday night, you want to always want to advance something forward when you're doing a preseason. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Nobody cares. One of the quotes was, the score doesn't matter, but how you feel about the game afterwards. That part does. Nobody, I think, feels good about, from a team standpoint or from a position standpoint, other than the punter and maybe the kicker. Does anybody feel good about what they put out on film? So now the question is, you wipe this, absolutely. You need this. It just puts more urgency on this week's work for you to start feeling a little bit better about where you're at as a football team. Because if you have another game and practice session like we just saw, all of a sudden then you start wondering, is this who we are? And you don't want to have those thoughts creep into your head if that's where you're at.
Yeah, I agree that it's not about the score. My point of bringing up Denver was they didn't put anything good out there either, right? They did nothing well in that game either. You know, they go 3-and-out offensively with the ones with at least one drop, depending on how you score things, right? I mean, Sauce Gardner's a good corner. You would like Romeo to catch one of those balls. He had not a great night either. But again, my question is, I just don't know how to put it in perspective. And if you listen to, I asked the same question of Jordan. Maybe we can get that for later, because I thought Jordan took a more sensible tack of, yeah, we're really not happy with the way we played, but I'm not going to make any lasting judgments based on one preseason game, which I thought was the way to look at it.
Do you feel like LaFleur did make lasting judgments, or is it just as pissed?
I think his
team wasn't ready to play.
I think the point that you have made in your critiques of him showed again. I thought he was a little emotional. Like, I thought it was a little over the top. Like, again, I'm not saying please don't misunderstand me. They played like garbage. They deserve to be criticized. The coach has every right to be pissed. I talked to Tucker Kraft about it. He said the same thing. So, and I trust Tucker Kraft's judgment. And he was like, look, he had every right to be pissed at us. That was terrible. So I'm not saying that the emotion, it just felt like it was a little lack of perspective-y. So I want you to hear what Jordan Love said. We'll play that next. because I liked, again, Matt LaFleur challenged him to be a better leader, and sometimes that's maybe going against your coach a little bit publicly and having your guys back and saying, look, yeah, we played poorly. We deserve to be criticized. We should have been better, but we weren't. But let's keep this in perspective. We'll hear from him coming up. You can take it to the bank that that game did not count. Doesn't matter. If they would have won 30-10, still doesn't count. And maybe they're better off with the way they played, because now they're going to have a week of urgency going into Indianapolis for that joint practice on Thursday. Your urgency should be, if you're at a bank that you don't like and you just inertia is keeping you there, make the switch, like Paula and I did, to Associated Bank. Best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. Whether it's early pay with your direct deposits, whether it's your credit monitoring to make sure that you can make those purchases you want to make, whether it's fraud protection, which I experienced when my information was out there, not because of this show, they've got your back. And on top of that, they've got Packers checking, Brewers checking, and Badgers checking so you can support your favorite team. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We'll hear from Jordan Love, and then we'll try to put how god-awful the Packers were in the opener, which they absolutely were, into perspective. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Before we hear from Jordan Love, I think we should take some calls on this.
I agree. It's Monday.
We do take calls on Monday, generally. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Now.
Hey, J-Dub, did you expect this? Did you expect it to look like this Saturday?
No, not to the degree that it did.
But you thought it might be sloppy?
Look, their offense has not looked great in camp. I mean, Wicks has barely practiced. Reed's been in and out. Watson's not playing. They've got, and Romeo's had some really good moments. And Matthew Golden. I'm sorry?
Some have said gushing. He's had some gushing.
Some have gushed, yeah. Matthew Golden's looked good. You know, Luke Musgrave hasn't looked much different. Tucker Kraft is Tucker Kraft, but, like, I don't think he's had, like, a, oh, my God, he's turned into Tony Gonzalez-type camp. So, okay. You know, Jordan, I think, has been more accurate, and he's moved better. But he's also he threw a ball into the chest of Tyron Hopper one day. Like, he hasn't been perfect either. So I wasn't overly surprised. They only played two series. The first two first downs they got were courtesy of penalties. They were 1 of 10 on third down overall as a team all game long.
That ain't good.
So no, I didn't think they were going to be come out there like gangbusters, but I thought they'd be better than they were. You know, Josh Jacobs didn't even touch the ball. He played, I guess, two snaps technically. Yeah, so am I, but again, he's kind of the engine that makes your offense go, and if you don't make him part of the game plan, maybe your offense isn't going to look good in a preseason game. So so my question for our fans, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, that's the Car Bliss talk and text line, is, look, I don't want you to judge my opinion on this. What I want to know is, how did it make you feel? Shrug, no big deal. Yeah, I would have liked them not to suck as a Packers fan, but I'm not really worried, or I'm concerned. This has been enough to make me concerned. Because Matt LaFleur, it felt to me like it was a little bit more than it needed to be, reaction-wise. I don't want to say an overreaction, but a mildly overreaction.
Well, let me ask you this. Where do you think his concern level is? Because Jordan Love, I think, handled, and we'll hear that later in the show, his quotes.
Actually, we're going to hear it right now.
Is how I would handle it as a player. It's like not that big a deal. Coaches have to toe a little bit different line as far as the urgency.
I don't think he's as worried as he seemed. I think he wanted them. Again, the word of the year is urgency, right? Goody said it 5 days after the game that they lost in Philly. I think his reaction was, I think he was authentically pissed. But yes. I think he ratcheted it up slightly because he wants them to really feel that urgency. That's what I think. That is my dime store psychology diagnosis. I'm not a psychologist, but that's my read.
I think that's fair. I do think when you focus on something and you hear that message over and over, I don't know if they've slapped the blood ball urgency posters up on the wall, but it has been very crystal clear that that word is what the front office feels like needs to ramp up. That and Matt LaFleur is in charge of that. Yep. So Matt LaFleur, when that falls flat, my hunch would be he's looking at it and saying, this is not good. This isn't the urgency any way, shape, or form that we need to be the kind of football team we want to be.
So I want you to hear what Jordan Love said, and then we'll take calls, okay? Because I don't have an agenda. My job is to figure out what the reality is and try and share that insight with our listeners and my readers and those who subscribe to that wonderful newsletter in which it had the reference, other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? So I asked Jordan Love at the end of his time with us after the game to put it in perspective for me. Let's listen to how that went.
So, Jordan, I get you don't want to play poorly as an offense, right? Tonight was not good enough. I get that. But you got Christian on PUP. You got Dontavian with his calf. You got Jaden in a boot. I mean, can you put it in perspective? Okay, you're not happy with what you did, but let's not act like it's the end of the world either. Matt was pretty upset, though. So, where do you fall on this whole thing?
Yeah, you know, I think for starters, it's never fun losing a game like that, you know, where it just feels like nothing's really going your way and we're not really making any big-time plays. So that's the tough part. But, you know, it's preseason. Like you said, we got guys banged up left and right. So there's areas that we're going to look at and definitely want to clean up going forward. And there's a lot from just pre-snap penalties, post-snap penalties, and just execution as an offense. So there's going to be a lot of stuff to clean up. But, you know, I'm not going to rush to any judgment on a preseason game. You know, I think that's what it's there for. It's there to go out there. We've been going against our defense for so long to be able to see some new looks and see what it's like to go out there and execute. And, you know, sometimes you'll go have a great game. You know, I remember Bengals game, preseason game a couple years ago. We put up a lot of points and a lot of yards. So there's instances where, you know, it's high and there's instances where it's low. So I think there's just a lot of areas to clean up from an offensive perspective. But it's good tape to go learn from, grow from. But it's week one of preseason, so we're not going to rush any conclusions.
Tausch, your thoughts.
It's the exact way a leader should. There's not poo-pooing it completely.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not going to panic. Like, yeah, we would have liked to have went out there and performed at a better level. But it's the preseason. We're going to get it right. We're going to fix it. And, again, the big thing with this, I would venture to say, when we're doing the show next year, if the same thing happens, we will probably remember that they stunk in that first game. But if they don't, this is such a nothing burger in the grand scheme, unless it is.
Right.
And how you snuff this out is by going out and having a really clean performance in your practice. I would love for whoever goes down. I know you're not going to Indy, but Domofsky, whoever goes down there.
He's not going
either.
I would
love for it to. All right, whoever goes. I would love for it to be, man, the offense looks sharp, picking up first downs. They're scoring touchdowns in the red zone. That's what you want to hear and see. and the reaction to a performance like that, because doesn't matter what team it is. It could be the Chiefs. It could be whoever. You're going to have performances that aren't up to your standard. Saturday night was not. And the fact that everybody acknowledges that, and now that's done. What is next? And I think Jordan, and I'm sure that offense is going to have some conversation saying that ain't good enough. We need to get our urgency level picked up.
Well, I know Bill Huber is going, so maybe we'll get Bill on the horn while he's down there and see if he can give us some play-by-play from practice. They do have a practice today. It is closed to fans, so I don't like to try. I don't want to rock the boat.
Not like they have anything to hide, based on what we saw.
It'll be open tomorrow. By the way, I've been medically cleared to return to practice tomorrow, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, this is the fastest wheel of all time.
Well, I've been shamed. I've been shamed by my teammates. I've been shamed by my teammates for trying to get healthy. You know, especially for a savvy veteran like you, I mean, you would think that you'd understand that in training camp, you don't want to push it quite too hard. But it's closed to fans today, so I'm not supposed to.
You as a grinder, though.
I am a grinder. I am.
And I didn't know you were a Cliffy. I didn't know that was where you were.
I would have thought.
You've gotten older. I get it.
I would have thought that with my reputation that would have been enough to prevent you from riding me as hard as you have about this toe.
Oh,
but it's great, by the
way. I'll be honest with you. I laid off. I wasn't as hard as I'd like to be.
So, by the way, quick story, and then we need to take a break. You need to tell us about Tito's so we can get to calls, because I know Kevin in Illinois has already called. Pat, who is the superintendent at the Bull, had memories of the Tausch Trifecta Foundation events that we had there. And I don't know Pat from Adam. And I walk in to the media room, and he's working the game, introduced me to his son, Drew, who's a huge fan of the show as well. And I've never spoken to him before. Not once. And he says, Jason, how's the toe? Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. That's a good way to prove that you've been listening to the show, because that's the only place I've been mentioning it. It was nice of him to be concerned. I'm excited to be back out there on the sideline.
A little under the weather there, Jason.
If you want to forget about a bad playoff or bad preseason performance, have yourself a Tito's. That's a good way to forget about it.
Did Pat bring up the fact that he wants you to come out to the Bowl and try to break 200?
He did. He did.
What did you say?
I said, last time I played your course, I lost 16 balls and Will Whitaker lost 15. I don't really like my chances.
Well, I know this. We had a lot of Tito's that day, and I know this last weekend. Beautiful, nice summer day out on Lake Michigan. You know what was awesome? Tito's and everything. We started the day, Tito's and a little Bloody Mary. Then I went Tito's and Gatorade, and I finished, you know what it is, the transfusion with a little grape juice and Tito's. And the beautiful part is Tito's goes great with everything. It is my go-to. Made in Austin, Texas, the first legal distillery in the state. Tito's is distilled 6 times, and it gives you that clean, smooth finish. And is naturally gluten-free. And as I just told you, it mixes with everything. That spicy Bloody Mary, boom! You can go classic vodka tonic. Doesn't matter what it is, Tito's is there for you. Tito's gives back in a big way as well. Partnered with nonprofits and doing real good out in the community across this great country, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make it with a Tito's handmade vodka, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation, Austin, Texas. Savor that Tito's responsibly.
844-770-3776. Your call's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't. It's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line, so you can call and talk or text, and we'll read it, and then we'll talk about it. Let's get to a quick call to start, and then we'll get to the 10 o'clock hour. Again, 844-770-3776. Let's go to Kevin in Illinois. Kevin, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. I hope your Cubs fans are enjoying the baseball season.
Yeah, right. So real quick, Mark, you know, when you guys were consistently a playoff team every year, you know, I Jason, I know you've been at camp and seen stuff. I mean, did Matt see something different during camp that didn't translate to that game? And, you know, everybody's saying, well, it's preseason, relax, it's preseason. Well, you know what? It was preseason for the Jets, too. You know, so I don't know if it was a combination of them being, you know, further along in their camp or, you know, the Packers just, you know, played that bad. But, I mean, every year, Mark, that you went into the season, did it ever look that bad in the first preseason game?
I don't know if it was that bad. Trust me, there were some preseason games where we came out of it and we weren't happy. I don't know to that degree, but we also played more. So we would get a chance. Right. Like, if we had two bad series, they'd throw us out there for a third because you wanted your guys to feel confident about what was going on and you wanted to have some positivity moving into the next week. This was as sloppy as we've seen a preseason game. You know, Jason, what did you say, 64 yards of passing? Was that for the game?
Mm-hmm.
That's for the game?
Total.
Yeah, that sucks. And I don't care where you're at. And I know, you know, Aaron Glenn has got a new team, you know, a new staff, and everybody's more. Do I think that they came into this game with more urgency? That was abundantly clear. With more physicality and with that, I think is probably the part that Matt LaFleur is the most irritated about, is that they came in with more of an edge, more urgency. But yeah, that was as putrid of an offensive performance as I think you could ask for. And the Jets defense, I'm sure they're good, but that was choppy, and I don't recall anything being that bad. No.
Yeah, and then one more thing is, you know, this is a playoff team. I mean, the last 2 years, I just don't see it progressing from year to year. You know, they went into Dallas and you know, ran them right out of the gym and played it tough till the end in their next game when they lost. But I don't see that anymore. I feel like they've taken a step back or they're too complacent, you know. And the old thing, too, is, you know, well, you know, On Sunday, you know, on Friday night when the lights go on, I'll ratchet it up. It should be ratcheted up all the time. If you're a playoff team, the level should be that high all the time, and that's just going to make everybody under you a lot better. Thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Kevin. I think that Matt LaFleur was expecting them to struggle as much as they did offensively? No. That's one of the reasons why he was as pissed as he was. At the same time, you know, I don't know if I saw enough symptoms to say, oh, I saw this coming completely. But they were not, they have not been starting Ray Nitschke Field's grass on fire. So, again, let's see what they do today or tomorrow. They're going to have a heavy practice tomorrow, I would think, because then they're off Wednesday to travel to Indy, and then they've got the Thursday joint practice with the Colts. Like, Tausch, you would say this, it's a critical week for practice. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to show that the crappy things you did, you're fixing. Isn't that the biggest priority?
Yes. I think this is one of those weeks that you want to put all of that other stuff in the rearview mirror and you want to move forward with understanding what we just did wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to validate that by having another clunker. Because then all of a sudden, it's not just a one-off. It's a, is this all we got?
Mm-hmm.
And it is preseason, and I know that, you know, that most likely these guys aren't going to play in the actual game. But that joint practice and all the situations that they're in, you want to start seeing some things look different. And that bouncing back and being able to do that, I think, is really important, not only for, you know, the players and the psyche of that, but also just the entire operation, because players want to have a lot of individual success, but they want to see that what the coaches and what everybody is putting out there is giving you that chance to have the team success too. Mm-hmm. And it's not as if guys are going to jump off the bandwagon, but there will be some like, you have a preseason. If you put up three games like you just did, there'll be a lot of question marks. That's not the way you want to go in to a regular season game against the team that has beaten you up.
Correct.
And has taken the North back from you. So you got to start seeing some things moving in the right direction.
All right, we'll get to a few of your text messages. Again, 844-770-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. That's one call to make. The other call is to Gruber Law Offices if you've been injured in an accident. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, or go to the website gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm, about all the great lawyers they have on their team, all the things David does in our community. I just saw a piece on the news about him at the state fair before the flooding occurred at the Milk House. It was great. So involved in our communities, but more importantly, they win your cases, and you don't pay until they do. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.